You're listening to the Daidokoro Video Podcast. Hi, I'm Pat Tokuyama, and you're about to discover some of the tastiest ways to feed your mind, body, and soul. A pharmacist by training, you may know me as the founder of All Day I Eat Like a Shark, the food blog, YouTube channel, or as author of several Japanese cookbooks. If you desire to live a healthy life and are looking for a different way forward with a hunger for growth, then this video podcast is for you. Daidokoro is a Japanese term for kitchen. And I'm glad you're here. With each episode, we're going to be bringing clarity to your cooking by blending Japanese tradition and life lessons into bite-sized bits that even a shark would enjoy. Ready to make some magic happen? You've probably seen kintsugi. It's that beautiful Japanese art that highlights cracks with gold. The whole idea is that imperfections are actually part of an object's unique story. So you fixed your favorite mug, but here's the big question. Is it actually food safe? You see, today's kintsugi has kind of split into two totally different methods. Let's break it down. Okay, so the traditional method uses something called urushi. It's a natural, durable tree sap. But the modern kits, they use synthetic glues like epoxy. It's all about being fast and easy. And right there, that's the main difference. Natural sap versus a factory-made chemical adhesive. And wow, the time difference is huge. A traditional repair can take weeks, even months, to cure. And this is the absolute key. One is for actually using, the other is just for looks. So the raw urushi sap is actually toxic, but as it cures, it becomes totally inert and food safe. Those modern kits, they're full of stuff you definitely don't want anywhere near your food, and you gotta watch out because the name urushi isn't regulated. Some products use it misleadingly. So how can you tell? Well, check the ingredients. And the price tag is a pretty big giveaway. Really, the takeaway is simple. Traditional urushi is for tableware. Modern kits are just for art. So next time you see a golden repair, you'll know to ask what's really holding it together. Thanks for joining us today from wherever you're watching or listening from. And if you haven't yet, it'd mean a lot to me if you could share your thoughts in a review on iTunes to let me know what you think of this new video podcast. Then I can take that feedback and make things better for next time. And I'd encourage you to share this with a friend or a loved one, because if you've gotten value out of it, chances are they will too. Want to try cooking Japanese food at home from scratch? Head over to alldayieat.com/aisatsu, A-I-S-A-T-S-U, to get started today. And if you're new here, make sure to check out alldayieat.com/daidokoro, D-A-I-D-O-K-O-R-O, for all the show notes, bonus materials, resources, and more.